Yeah, sure. So you ever see
Let's do it.
those little floating bar, tiki bar things that they're just on a
Yeah, those
platform?
are awesome. Yeah, I love
Those
those.
are okay. So what's your first thing that goes through your head whenever you see one of those that's just kind of like docked?
I want to steal it and I want to get drunk.
Yes. Yes. Well, somebody read your mind. Because some U.S. Coast Guard station in the Key West, some members had an interesting assignment on Wednesday when they had to track down a stolen Tiki Hut boat.
Aha.
The prized possession was recovered in the Hawks Channel area. Crews did not indicate how long the boat had been reported stolen ahead of its recovery. According to the Coast Guard, there was one person aboard, and he was recovered, and he showed some signs that he may, in fact, be intoxicated. They were taken into
Right.
custody by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. And yeah, that guy's screwed. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Those things look so fun, and
I
I always think
know.
about stealing it. It's like whenever a cop walks by, I'm always like, I'm going to grab his gun. Now, I'd never do it, obviously, but
No.
that's what goes through your mind. And it's the same
Yeah.
thing with those stupid little tiki bar boat things. I just want to take it for a spin and drink on it at the same time.
I gotta tell you, I think that's another goal that I'm gonna put there. That's gonna be a bucket list item. Because I've talked about like owning a home on the water, right? But I don't think I want it to be at the beach, not the ocean. A lake home has always been very appealing to me. Imagine having a lake home and then having, how much could it possibly be for one of those? You can get someone to build you one of those, right? A floating tiki bar that's like its own little boat. How badass would that be? I'd want to have one that not only is a tiki bar like that, but also like has a little fishing deck off the side too. So you can actually throw your line out, do some fishing. You got a bar there. You're drinking drinks on your own lake. Oh my God. Dream a little dream.
I want to see. I want to buy one of those for real. I like live on it. I don't
They
care.
can't be too expensive. It's just a little round boat, you know,
I'm
like
trying.
it,
Yeah,
you
I'm trying
know.
to find one on Google Shopping, but they don't have it. What would you call that? I call it a floating tiki hut boat. What would you call it?
Right? Are
Floating.
they on Amazon? Can you get one on Amazon? I have no idea. Dude, I'm telling you, the best way to do it is just find somebody that works in that works in the industry of building boats, and they could probably build one, you know, like for probably fairly cheap, I would say. You know, like I'd say you could probably build one for 10 grand. That would be functional and really cool, if I had to
Let's see.
guess.
I think I might have found one here. Cruise and Tiki's. You can book. Oh, own a franchise. You can't just buy one though. You can own. All right. Let's see how much it is for a franchise here. Franchising info.
$100,000.
How much does it cost? Oh man. Just tell me the answer. Come on,
I know. They're
Google.
not going to just give it to you like that. They're going to make you jump through hoops, or they want to talk to you, and they want to email you, they want to get you on some sort of a list, and it's not going to be that easy. All right.
Yeah,
If
I can't
anybody out
find
there
it.
owns a floating tiki hut, first of all, Will and I would like to do a live show from your tiki or your floating tiki hut.
And drink on it, yep.
Well, duh, yeah, we want to do that, and then we'll talk, you know. Dude, that's a great idea. What about a floating comedy stage? Ooh, I think that's just called a boat. Either way,
Yeah.
no, I was
I
thinking
mean,
like
we
a
could.
barge. Yeah,
Right. Yeah,
that'd
because
be
these
fun.
things, these tiki things are small. You can only fit about like 10 people on them or something at most, I would say. And you sit around the bar and I guess you just drive around the channels and get wasted,
You know what doesn't
which is
look
super fun.
fun? It's cool looking, but it doesn't look fun. Those tiki bars that everybody pedals around town. You know what I'm talking
Oh,
about? It's
yeah.
like a giant bicycle, basically, but it's like a tiki bar, like it's like a bar, and it's always in this trendy area of downtowns and stuff. I'm not trying to exercise while I'm drinking a damn cocktail. That's so stupid, right? I'd be the one guy with my feet up on the bar, like, you guys are pedaling. I ain't doing this. You know
No,
what I
the
mean? Let's
trick
just.
is to get the seat at the wheels because there's no pedals there.
Of course, Kelly. Of course, you knew this,
It's like, oh,
smart
I don't know what
girl.
happened. My seat's got no pedals.
That's weird. Yeah, it just looks stupid. It's like you're pedaling, drinking a margarita. Like, what are you? You jerk off. You're paying for that? They should be paying you for your power, you dummy.
They have you can book one on Clearwater Beach, and it's $50 per person, 1 hour and 30 minutes. And you have to bring your own beer, though. That's kind of whack.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I want somebody, I want somebody making, boat, like,
cocktails.
Beach, yeah. Like the pina coladas and all that with the blender and the fruits.
Yeah.
I don't want to just, like, bring some Miller High Life and sit on a tiki boat. That's stupid.
That is dumb. Like, I would rather just get a charter, like a fishing charter, if I was going to do that. And then bring your own beer on that, too. And then you go out and catch some fishies. That's the best way to go. My buddy, that's what he does for a living now. He used to be a poker dealer, and he's a charter guy. And I believe Snapper Addicts is the name of his company. But we were talking about that the other day, about going out and doing some fishing. And that's a lot of fun. One of the most fun fishing trips I ever went on, only went about 200 yards off the dock, and it was with me and Ian Beckles and a couple of charter guys, and it was a freezing cold day. And he's like, "Hey, Johnny, you want to go fishing with my guys?" I'm like, "Yeah." And we went over and we fished for about 2 hours and caught a ton. Like, I caught a big ass sheephead and everything else, and it was just so much fun being with people that knew exactly what they were doing. But I've always wanted to do the one where you get on the big boat and they take you out, like, 10 miles or 20 miles. And then Zane went on one of those a couple of years ago. I was so jealous because I had to work that dumb day job and I couldn't go. But I think it's like $100 a person, but they supply everything. Like, they even bait your damn hook for you if you want them to. So we should do that. Yeah, that sounds fun.
I've always wanted to do that too. I'm a little afraid, though, to go out that far, because you go out like miles, right? 10
yeah.
miles or something into the Gulf. That's scary.
Hell yeah. Is it? Why is that scary? Like, how often do you see one sink? Never.
Hardly ever. But do you remember the story? This always just stuck in my head. I think his name was Marquise Cooper. He played for the Bucks, and he was out on that fishing boat with those two guys from USF.
USF guy, yeah.
Yeah. And that just sounds horrifying. Like, imagine it's irrational.
They were on a small boat. They were on a smaller boat, and they were way out, dude. Like, way out. Like, stupid way out. Yeah. No,
I know. I'm not saying that I'm being reasonable here by being afraid of this, because I know it's irrational, but it still just goes through my head how scary that would be if something, capsized, and then you're just in the middle of the ocean. You can't see land. I just wouldn't want to go out like that. That sounds terrifying.
Well, they have all that. When you go on those charters, like, they have all the safety precautions. They have, like, the satellite phones, and they can radar the Coast Guard in no time at all. And honestly, like, I'm so buoyant, I'm not going under until somebody comes and gets me. Like, I would be a screaming beacon. They would find me.
Unless they miscount the people on the boat and leave you there, like a whole movie was made about that actually happening.
They would hear me. They would absolutely hear me. They would. The people from Mexico would be like, "Excuse me, they're screaming in English. He's coming from the Gulf. Please pick up the man. He's singing very loudly, Eddie James, until you come get him, please."
You might look delicious though too if you just just like a buoy in the water there. Yeah.
Good luck, because my chum's gonna be doo doo, because that's how scared I'll be. There is no way. Every time a shark comes, I'll just spray him in the face with doo doo like an octopus does his ink. Hey,
that's what they tell girls how to avoid sexual assault. So good job.
You're welcome. Speaking of girls avoiding things, let's go to Panda online too. Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, Johnny B. Hey, Will.
Hi, Panda.
What's going on, man?
Just got out of that place you used to go to. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, I really miss it, dude. I really, really do.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I don't. Yeah.
Anyway, I wanted to give you my Bucks prediction because I messed up on my last one.
Yeah, you did. What do you think?
All right, here we go. 34-31 Bucks. Fire the cannons.
Yeah, touchdown, Tampa Bay. All right, Panda, good luck with that. Go bet all your money on it.
I am. Yeah.
All right. Bye, bud. Later. God
See
bless.
See you,
all righty.
Bye. Bye. I still want to do the idea of fading people out.
I know.
Just be like, yeah, anyway, wait, one more thing.
Just keep fading it. Yeah, that's perfect. I like that. That's my new thing too. Like I do that in person when somebody's talking to me and I don't care to talk to them. I just walk away as they're talking.
Oh, that's wrong. So disrespectful. No, it's funny. I mean, yeah, it's wrong, but it's funny.
It's so much fun, dude. There's nothing like it. Really is. I saw a guy at Walmart that knew who I was today, and I was obviously not an a-hole to him. Like, he was like, oh, you're Johnny B. And I go, yeah, man, what's going on, dude? Good to see you. And I didn't shake his hand, you know, we're in a pandemic. I was trying not to do that, but I paid attention to him, you know, and I was like, yeah, cool, man. I was like, yeah, I live right around the corner. Everything's cool. And he's like, all right, man, well, it's good seeing you. And he walked off. But in my head, I thought, you know, how funny would it be if I pretended like I was really famous? And he's, and if he went, hey, you're Johnny B. And I went, please, no, not now. And I just like walk away from him. I don't have time for this. You know, like, please stop. Or just, you know, like if I had like a t-shirt on me, I'd just throw it at him. Here, take it. Just take it.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. I'm trying to buy goddamn Chuck Roast. God. Every time. I can't go anywhere. Here, take my underwear, jerk.
No, you love being nice recognized. Yeah.
Of course. Why? Yes, absolutely. Even if I was super famous, I would still love it. But at this point, it's like, you know, anytime, you know, somebody lets you know that what you're doing is actually reaching people, that's huge. It's awesome.
Sure.
Love it.
Oh, I get it.
I need it. It's like getting laughter at a comedy show. You know what I mean? I need to know that what I'm doing is working, you know? It makes me happy. All right. Speaking of people that aren't famous, let's go to Marine Rob on line two. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Oh, man. I'm great, dude. Pretty good. Had a solid poop earlier. I don't have heartburn. I'm getting ready to drink some liquor. Everything's great.
Yeah, I did a little key bump, so I'm a little bit up key tonight.
Oh, nice. Good job, dude.
So I just want you guys to know that I took care of the Saints and Sean Payton. Just like
How'd you do that? What'd you do?
I can't talk about it. Just letting you know.
Good job, bud. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a good night.
Bye. Bye-bye. There you go.
Oh, my God.